Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. On today's Fit Club, we talk with Autumn Calabrese, creator of 80 Day Obsession from Beachbody. Stay tuned for more.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Fit Club.
Welcome, Fit Clubbers. We are back for the new year. My God, it's been so long. I'm so glad that we're back. I'm joined by my wonderful host, TK Trinidad. Let them know where they can find you.
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
And we are joined by Autumn Calabrese, Beachbody trainer extraordinaire, creator of 21 Day Fix, all the way now to 80 Day Obsession. Where can they find you, Autumn?
You can find me on Instagram at Autumn Calabrese.
Thank you so much for being here and for joining us. We're so glad to have you back again. And now you're conquering fitness and health with a new program.
Yes.
How does it feel? You're like 5 days away, right?
5 days away from the launch of 80 Day Obsession. I'm super excited. It's a lot of work, but we're gearing up for a really, really great 80-day run.
Yeah, and how long have you been working on it? I know we talked a while ago about it, so it's been a while that you guys have just been in it, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, I took about a year to develop it, and then we filmed in real time, so it's a 13-week program, so we filmed for 13 weeks straight, 6 days a week, so now we're... We're approaching the launch.
The baby's about to be born.
That's right.
That's awesome. Well, we have a couple of health and fitness stories I thought were kind of interesting. I think number one, I think we're going into the new year and everyone wants to be healthy and fit and how to do it kind of easily. What little things we can do to our diet to help us in that respect. They found recently that capsaicin, what we find in like chili peppers, jalapeno, habanero, can actually decrease your desire for sodium. And it looks like the jury's still out about whether it increases your desire or decreases your desire for sugar. But overall, it decreases your total caloric intake. Were there any things that you're considering in 80-Day Obsession when you're creating this diet, like little superfoods that you might want to include that would help people on the program?
Yeah. So, well, I call it a nutrition plan, not a diet, because it's definitely a way of life and it's very sustainable. So it's not something that I want people to think like, oh, I diet for a little bit and then I go back to a different way of eating. And with mine, it has the portion control containers in it. So the color-coded containers from all my programs that I use, because I really believe in a well-balanced, well-rounded nutrition plan. So within those food lists, there's definitely superfoods listed, but I think so many things are superfood. I don't necessarily have one that I'm like, well, if they eat this, it'll curb that. We do include Shakeology in our meal plans, and Shakeology is it's I'm not allowed to call it a meal replacement, but it is a shake. It's a superfood shake from Beachbody, and that has, they've done lots of studies on that, and that does show that it curbs people's sugar cravings. It shows that people take in less calories usually when they drink it. A lot of benefits to that. And like I said, tons of superfoods in that particular shake.
And they do have a vegan version of it too,
they
right?
do. They have several vegan versions. Yes.
Awesome.
Love
them. And then do you want to tell us a little bit about best diets, TK? I know that they've ranked the best diets of 2018.
Well, I'm not the best to talk about that. I feel like with the diets, especially with the new year, new you concept, I feel like I actually started a kind of a group where we started doing, if you're into fitness and getting started, we started before the new year started.
Yeah.
But I feel like people jump on that bandwagon and they're like, okay, well, we're going to go to the gym. And, you know, the gym is now packed for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I just feel like, you start before that. Don't wait until Monday to start your program, and make sure it's something that you do every day, which I think you've said on, I think, one of the blog posts or one of your interviews, where you do your program every day and also decide on what you can do.
Yeah.
And versus, you know, saying, oh, well, I'm not going to, you know, have carbs for this period of time. So I feel like whatever kind of works for you, and if you don't know necessarily about that, get people who are like nutritionists and stuff who know about that stuff versus just reading in a magazine and just applying it to yourself.
Yeah, and I think that sustainability was one of the interesting criteria they used to rank the best diets. So actually the ketogenic diet and the Whole30 diet actually came pretty low on the list. I think they might have been actually last on the list because of the lack of sustainability. At the end of the day, you want a diet that you can do the rest of your life. It shouldn't be like a diet. It should be like how you're going to eat for the rest of your life. Is that what you really considered when you were making these diets for 80 Day Obsession?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, it's for me, it's a way of life. It's just how you eat. You eat healthy foods. You eat whole foods. You try to eliminate the processed stuff more often than not. You try to keep the alcohol at a minimum, that sort of thing. And I don't believe in quick fixes because that's really all they are, is a quick fix. And I do think that's exactly why keto and Whole30 are at the bottom of the list, because keto more. I'm going to catch slack for it, but whatever. Here's the thing. There's a real keto diet, right? Yeah. And then there's this like shake thing that's like the trend right now.
Yeah.
And the real keto diet is actually quite interesting and beneficial for people who are like diabetic or some people who have seizures. It's shown to help them significantly with those health issues.
Yeah.
But that is a very specific diet, and it's a very intense, hard diet because it's so low in carbs.
Yeah.
Whereas this like thing over here, that's you know, you drink this and then eat whatever you want. Yeah. That's why it's not sustainable, right? Yeah. Because you cut it out. So yeah, for me, when I'm creating it, I really want it to be something where somebody doesn't feel like they're being deprived, where you're not taking away a food group just because you're deeming it bad.
Yeah, and then you've got this fitness show, this cooking show, obviously fitness and health, but yeah, it's this cooking show. So did you incorporate a lot of those meals or like what you've been learning there? Because it's really your brother's also helping you with that as well, right?
Yeah, my brother's a chef, so he works on the show. He's my co-host, and he develops the recipes, and we'll sit down and talk and be like, okay, well, you know, let's do a recipe like this. And a lot of times it's coming in even as fan requests, like, hey, how I want to eat this, but like, how do I make it approved and healthier versions? And so we do stuff like that. We do have 80 Day Obsession approved recipies going up on the cooking show. We filmed some of them a couple months ago so that they're ready to go. And
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Awesome. And another news story for 2018 are the fitness trends. So what would be the big fitness trends of 2018? And they ranked them according to, I think it was like over 500 people that they surveyed across different gyms and clubs and personal trainers. The number one is high intensity interval training, and number two is group fitness, which 80 Day Obsession kind of incorporates both.
Uh-huh.
Interested in finding out, like, cause I guess in the 80s group fitness was a big thing, and now it's coming back. For you, you've gone through personal training, and you've gone through group fitness, and then I guess kind of online fitness,
right?
You know. How have you seen the trend, and like, where do you think it's going to go, and what do you think is beneficial for people in general?
I actually think the biggest trend is going to continue to be at-home fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the technology that is now available to people and the fact that, you know, like Beachbody, we can create these world-class fitness programs that you can do at your home, and it's cheaper than having a trainer, it's cheaper than having a nutritionist. You don't have to take the time to drive to a gym, but you can do it right there, and you're getting basically that group fitness feel, right? You've got the trainer leading, like if you're doing my program, you have me, but you have the background cast to relate to as well. With 80 Day Obsession and the fact that we filmed it the way we did, we specifically filmed it to feel like a group fitness class.
Nice.
So that when you're at home, you're brought in with us and you feel like, hey, I'm showing up to my group class every day. And I do think that that is really encouraging to people because there is that camaraderie, right? And there's that a little bit of that competitive edge, right? Like, what are you doing? I got to at least match you because you can't beat me. And so I do think that that's why we're seeing it come back too, is that people want to feel that community and that support.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to see it in a little bit different ways than we've seen it in the past where you have to go to the gym to get it. I mean, you even see things like Peloton, right? Like you ride the bike at home, but you're watching, you're participating in the group class.
Yeah.
So I think that that is really actually going to
I think the terminology for like group class is different from like the 80s where it's the aerobics.
Because
now you can include boot camps as group classes. Yeah. You can do CrossFit S class where they can't say it's CrossFit, but you're still kind of doing that high intensity training. So I think the concept of group classes is kind of now very wide and broad versus, you know, we're in spandex, dancing to Diana Ross.
And I do think the high intensity, I think that's been that's sort of been coming for a while. It's a lot. It's actually how most of my programs are designed, as high intensity interval training. But I combine that with cardio strength training. So I put the two together so that you're using weights to bring yourself up into that high intensity zone. And I do think that that's great because all the studies show you get more bang for your buck with high intensity than just steady state.
But one drawback from high intensity is that it could lead you more prone to causing injury if you're not ready.
Absolutely.
What do you recommend, or how do you kind of walk people through getting to the point where they are achieving high intensity without, you know, the risk of injury?
Well, I think the cool thing about it is that high intensity is different for everybody, right? So, like, your high intensity might not be the same as mine.
Yeah.
And that's okay, because as long as you're pushing to your max, your high intensity.
Yeah.
And I know in my programs, I always include a modifier so that somebody who's just beginning can have that person to follow, and they'll definitely still feel like they're working and pushing, because they will be, but they don't have to go to where I'm going yet, and you can build your way up. And I think finding a really qualified trainer or group instructor is important so that they are cueing you properly and they're slowing you down. Like, as a trainer, you should be able to look at somebody and be like,
whoa,
you're not there yet. Why don't you try this? And we'll keep, you know, like, so finding that person that's going to really take your safety into account and cue you properly, I think is a priority for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And also finding that point, going past your breaking point. I think naturally as humans, we get to a certain point where it's just like, okay, I'm tired. Where in all honesty, you could probably do, 10 more reps. Yeah. But your body's like, nah, we're good. And if you actually do those 10 more reps, then you find that you get better. But naturally we're just like,
Yeah,
and then you kind of stay at that level for a longer period of time. So I feel like you have to get that individual so that you get to some point where you know you can go past your comfort zone, or you know your body well enough where it's like, no, I really have to take it, scale it back. Yeah. And that comes with years and years of training.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I actually want to know, 80-day obsession, that sounds to me like a daunting task. So like you're thinking like – because typically when you try to, like, get people to get involved in fitness, you try to make it simple, quick, 6 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Why 80-day obsession? How did it come to you to say, let me really push people to the wall and see if they'll respond?
Sure. Well, I have programs out that are the easier versions, right? 21-day fix. It's 21 days. They're 30-minute workouts, simple fitness, simple nutrition.
Yeah.
So that definitely works. But at a certain point when you're ready to take those results to the next level, you have to go to the next level.
Yeah.
And that's really what we wanted to do with this when my boss first presented me with the idea of, you know, he was just like, I want a butt and abs program. And then he let me run with it, which was great. And then when he presented the idea of filming in real time, it like blew the doors wide open of what I could create, because then I could actually create scientifically, like even more so than I ever had before, with progression and periodization.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be able to give that to people and say, like, look, like you said, like, let's get outside our comfort zone and see what happens.
Yeah.
And, a lot of people look at the name obsession, right, and they put a negative connotation on it, and they think, well, that's, you know, you're going to obsess about, like, the number on the scale or the calories that you're eating, and that's not at all what it's about. It's really about a positive mindset and saying, I'm going to be obsessed about my health and fitness, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to take time for me. So often we spend our time worrying about everybody else, my job, my kids, my significant other, this, that, my friends. And we make excuses and we say, well, there's no time for me.
Yeah.
This is like taking that time back and saying, I'm going to be obsessed about this, but for the right reasons, for the health of it, not for the, like I said, that mental, like, negative spot. It's really going to a positive place with it.
And what was your biggest challenge, I guess, creating this?
You know, I introduced some new equipment, so resistance loops, like the mini ones, and strength sliders, and it's interesting because no matter what, when you first start using resistance loops, it takes a while to figure out, like, where do I place them on my legs? How do I work them on my feet? So even when I was creating the moves, it was like I had to get comfortable with them to figure out, like, okay, this will work.
Yeah.
Or like, nope, that's just not the right positioning and it's not going to happen. So I think that was one of the fun challenges. It was really like coming up with the moves and progressing them phase by phase, but in a really great way. Like, I had so much fun creating it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And now as far as, like, because Beachbody's been around for a long period of time.
Yeah.
Now, how has it kind of – do they take into account what's going on in society and then create the program for society, or do they feel like, you know, this is what we think where society should be, and, you know, they're going to catch up to us?
I think we do a little bit of both, honestly. Obviously, we're always watching the trends, for sure, but my boss is very creative. Our CEO, Carl Deichler, is very creative, and he also has ideas of, like, what will benefit people and what will benefit our catalog as a company. Like, okay, 2 years ago when we created Country Heat, which was my dance program to country music, it was like, yeah, let's give them, like, something different than Zumba, right? Like something else, but with country music and that sort of thing. And it fills a gap. It fills a something that's not out there yet. And same thing with 80 Day Obsession. We are the first people to ever film in this manner. Nobody else has done it yet. So we are a little bit ahead of the the trend, and hopefully, it, you know, people will probably jump onto our bandwagon for this. So I think it's a little bit of both. I think we're always watching, but we're always innovating at the same time.
Yeah, and it gives you that real-time feel, because I know one of the innovations of, I guess, from the 80s to now with the workout videos is before they were very, you know, makeup and hair, and you reset.
Yeah.
But now they try to shoot them continuously. I think Beachbody kind of, like, started with that. But I love that this program is totally real-time. Can you tell us a little bit more about the importance of timing, food-wise, when it comes to working out?
Yeah, this is a big one. So time nutrition is a big component of my meal plan with this program. So not only are we using the containers, I've matched my containers up. So I'm saying these are the containers you eat at this meal at this time. And each container represents a different food group. So you have red for protein, yellow for carbs, and your healthy fats.
Wow,
and so I'm fueling your body so that you have the most effective workout possible. And then I'm fueling your body to have the most effective recovery possible. And we're eating every 2 to 3 hours to keep your metabolism revved up and to keep you burning so that you don't tap into those muscle gains so you can put on lean muscle and burn fat. And it's the next step, right? So first we need to teach people just how to eat and like, let's get our portions under control and let's eat real food. Yeah. And that's what I do with 21 Day Fix and Extreme and some of my other programs. And now this is, like I said, this is the next step. This is very much like an athlete type training program. It's functional training and it's basically functional eating, right? Like, and that's not to say you're going to be deprived or the food's not going to taste great, but it's really designed to get you those next level results.
Yeah. And how much flexibility is there with that diet?
Here's the thing. There's lots of flexibility in terms of like what proteins you want to eat. There's a full vegan plan.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
I knew you were going to ask for that.
I even, one of my background cast is a vegan. He went through the program, lost 25 pounds on it. So,
awesome.
So there's flexibility in terms of what carbs you pick, what proteins you pick, what healthy fats you pick. Where there's less flexibility with this program than some of my others is the fact that if you're going to follow it the way I wrote it, then the time nutrition is the time nutrition, and you are eating every 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah.
And if you start to go longer than that, you're not really following the time nutrition.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are definitely having a little anxiety about that. It's different for people. And the interesting thing when you see that is you're like, wow, you don't realize how many people out there just like go their whole day without eating and then just have like a really large meal at the end of the day and then wonder why they're not losing weight. And it's like, well, you've completely stalled your metabolism because you're not fueling your body.
Mm-hmm.
So, so there is flexibility, like I said, in terms of what you pick, but in terms of the timing, that's a little bit more tight.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, you do like one-on-one like counseling, correct?
Or? I do one-on-one health coaching and life coaching, yeah.
So if somebody wants to, would it be better if somebody is kind of almost new to the game, like they've, you know, I'm assuming maybe about 30 to 40% of Americans, they say they want to lose weight and they've been chasing this lose weight god for the last 10 years or so, or getting rid of the baby fat and the child's like 15. Is it possible that, would it be better for them to actually come to you for almost a one-on-one to kind of see what works for them before they go on to different programs? Because eating-wise, it's so different for different people.
Sure.
Like how foods affect them and stuff like that. So would it be better for them to almost invest that money on the front end of it and find out, okay, this is what works for me, and then do a program like that?
I mean, I would love to say yes. I'm going to be honest. Like, my rate isn't something that everybody could afford, and I don't just take on anybody. I'm actually, I have a waiting list, and I'm particular because there are a lot of people chasing, right, the weight loss thing, but aren't really ready to dedicate their time to it. And there have been people when I interview them, like, it's like a dual interview. They're interviewing me, but I'm interviewing them. And if I don't truly feel they're ready, I'm not comfortable taking their money, right? Because if they're not going to get a result from me because they're not there, I'm like, that's just wrong.
Right.
So, yes, in a lot of ways, it would be beneficial to work with somebody like me or other health coaches. If you search like IIN, Institute of Integrative Nutrition, there's thousands of health coach graduates, and they're all going to fall into different price ranges that can help guide you towards meal planning that would work properly for you, exercise that would work right for you. But I do try to make it, when I design my program, I really do take the masses into consideration, and that's why my nutrition programs are sort of designed the way they are, and they don't eliminate food groups and things like that. And, you know, on the other hand, people are like, well, did you do something if I'm diabetic? And I'm like, well, no, that's a little bit outside my scope, and it's really designed more for the general public, but you can adapt it with the help of a nutritionist or a doctor as well.
And then how many people from, like, other programs that you've had in the past, do they just kind of move with you from program to program? Like, do you see that one person, like, oh, Patty, you've been following me for 5 years, and now Patty's ready for the 80-day?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's definitely a following and people who have been with me since 21 Day Fix and are like, you know, they'll say it, I'm a diehard Autumn fan, and I love them for that, and that's amazing. And there's people who will come in at different stages as well. Getting people ready for 80-Day Obsession, I just took a group of 30,000 through all four of my programs. So that was huge. So I think
all four of your programs?
Yeah. Wow. We started 4 months ago.
Wow.
Well, I guess we, yes, basically we did 21 Day Fix, we did Extreme, we did Chisel from the Master's Hammer and Chisel. Then we released a mini version of 80 Day Obsession called A Little Obsessed. So it's like five workouts a week, and you can do that. So then we went through that for 4 weeks. And now we're finishing that up, and we're going into the launch of 80 Day Obsession.
And how long are the workouts?
The 80 Day Obsession workouts are anywhere between 45 and 60 minutes. Some of them are closer, like some of them are 35. Those are usually my cardio core workouts. Those are, but they push the 50-minute mark. Like, this is definitely stepping it up where you're going to commit and really burn yourself out at that next level.
And there's a focus on, like, the core and the glutes here, too, as well, with the program.
There is, yeah. I say it's a total body transformation program, but with a really strong emphasis on our glutes and on our core.
Yeah.
And that's because, you know, I know everybody thinks, like, oh, we want a shredded core and we want, like, high and tight booty, which is great. But they're also really, like, foundational functional muscles, right?
Yeah.
Like, your glutes propel you through life when you walk, when you run, when you climb stairs. Your core supports you in everything you do. And those muscle groups really aren't firing properly. The mind-body connection has been lost because we sit all day. We're slouched over all day. So it was really important to turn those muscles back on and get that mind-body connection, because obviously if it's not firing, it doesn't matter how much weight you're lifting. Chances are you're going to injure yourself more than you're going to get great results, because you don't have that muscle working the way it's supposed
to. And they're resilient muscles, too, because they're meant to work. So you can kind of work them a little bit more than other parts of the body, too.
Yes.
Which is kind of nice.
Absolutely.
This is amazing. I want to know, what's been your biggest challenge between 21 Day Fix and now? What have you learned, or what's changed for you? Maybe your biggest fitness revelation between then and now.
Oh, gosh. I think, you know, part of it was just learning how I went from being a personal trainer, right? I worked in a gym for a long time. So there is a difference in how you design a program when you're in a gym and you have all of that big equipment to use to keeping it interesting and effective when you're doing a workout at home and you might only have a couple sets of dumbbells or your body weight and things like that. So learning that was really cool, and I think so beneficial for me as a trainer to because it pushes me outside my comfort zone to be more creative and more effective. So that was really big. And I think also just how I communicate, because it's no longer just one-on-one.
Yeah.
It's communication to the masses. So even my cueing has become different, because I have to think, you know, I'm no longer standing there watching you squat and going, stick your butt back. I have to think through it and go, make sure your feet are parallel, your knees by your toes, your hamstring, you know, you have to give all the right cues. And even when I was doing 80 Day Obsession, the unique thing with that is this is the first program where I went rep for rep with my cast. So
really?
Normally in my programs, it's like, I'll set the move up, I'll do a few moves, and I'll walk around and talk about form. This one, I did every rep of every workout.
As you're talking.
As I'm talking.
Wow.
So for the whole hour.
Yeah.
So you will see me struggle. But the cool thing was is that as I'm in it and struggling, I can feel where my body's starting to lose form. So I can be like, oh, I'm getting tired, my back's arching. Tuck your pelvis.
Yeah.
You know, so it allowed me that ability to go, oh, well, when they're getting tired, they're probably going to start to do this, because I am. So, yeah, that I think is a big growing experience for me.
And now during the program, is there a point where, like, you know, after or the two-week mark or the four-week mark, where you feel like people might be wanting to give up? And you give them that encouragement, or, like, is there a...
Oh, yeah, that's every day. That's not even after the two-week mark, you know, because everybody comes into it super excited, right? But you're 25 minutes in, and I'm kicking your butt on day one, and you're like, oh, there's another 40 to go.
Yeah.
Like, what the heck? So the whole, like, I don't think I'm not the trainer who screams at people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not my motive. My motivation is really to get into people's minds in a positive way and encourage them to, like, if you, you know, you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. You have to go outside that comfort zone to make the progress that you really want to make. When I say things like, if you want something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's really to drive that point home. Like, this is exactly what you're supposed to be feeling. So there's encouragement and motivation the whole time. But also, I think the fact that they get to watch my background cast go through this, and they really get to know them because it's the same people for 80 days, and it was very small. I only had 6 people, and there's no music in the background. Really? And we did it on purpose so that you could play your own music if you want to.
Yeah. Nice.
But you hear us, you hear our joking, right? Like, you hear our laughs, you hear our silly comments. There's plenty of times where they would crack me up and I'd be laughing so hard that I would have to, like, stop my reps. And I was like, I owe those to myself, but I'll get them in. But so it makes it fun, too. And I think even that makes it a motivation in and of itself, right? Because you're like, oh, this isn't such a drag. Yeah. Like, we're having fun.
Mm-hmm. And it's that in-person quality feel.
Yes.
That's awesome.
People always like people who are, like, natural versus, you know, pretending like you're perfect.
Yeah.
They gravitate to people who are more like, okay,
yeah, there's
I'm
no script at all. And there was plenty of times where I would like try to say a thing and get tongue tied, and that's in the workouts. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, when you say something and you like, it comes out and you hear it and you're like, oh, I wish I could take that back in. And you're like, nobody laughs.
Daily for me.
And everybody does. And then you're just like, all right, whatever.
Yeah,
so,
I'm human.
Yeah. I think that makes it fun.
And now you've seen like thousands, maybe probably hundreds of thousands of people go through your programs by now. Are there 2 to 3 like qualities that you notice in people that are successful?
Yeah. They don't question it, which I think is really important. Like that they come in with 100% trust. Mm-hmm. And just they're just like, they're so ready for it that they're like, I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do. Mm-hmm. Because what I'm doing isn't working.
Yeah.
So I think the people that come in with like true trust and just commit to the process have amazing results. The ones that decide to let their excuses go, right? They're not making their excuses for why they can't eat right or why they can't fit their workout in is another big one. And the ones that have some sort of support system, mm-hmm. whether it's somebody at home, it's a friend, that's the beauty of Beachbody, that we have the Beachbody coaches, that you can turn to that person. Because I think anytime you have just at least one person that can be your sounding board and your cheering section, you know, it helps you on the days that are hard. And hopefully, if they don't have anybody that they feel like, even though they might not talk to me directly, then I hope that they're feeling that from the motivation that I'm giving in the workouts.
That's the beauty of social media, too. Like, think of, like, I grew up with my grandmother used to do the 60-minute workout. It used to come on TV at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning.
60-minute workout?
Yeah. It was these girls in, like, leotard. It was a crazy thing. But you used to do that, and, like, you had no – you just had these people on television, right? And then – or I think my mom had the Diana Ross. She had, like, a workout album or something crazy like that. But then you have now where you go through this program, and now you have social media where you can contact the people. Obviously, you don't want, you know, a big – you know, life situation, but now you can see what that person's doing. You see that they're dedicated, and it's not one of those, you see the human behind it, and it's almost like you have that connection where you don't want to let that person down because they know you put in the energy to create this program, and if it's worked for the participants that are in your program, then it should work for them, too.
You couldn't see Jane Fonda's Instagram story back
exactly.
in the day.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, really feel connected to her. That's beauty of technology that we live in today. So what are the next few days look like for you? So 8-Day Obsession is releasing.
Yeah.
So what does that look like for you in the next few days coming out? And then what's next?
So the next few days are super fun. I just started a second test group with the Beachbody coaches. So Beachbody coaches are the people who sell the programs and things like that. So I actually have a group of about 33,000. We just started the Facebook. It's a closed group and it's for the coaches. And so I'm taking them through it, right? So I'm in this Facebook group like all day, every day, answering their questions, like helping them, making sure that they're learning the program so that when they go help somebody, like we're saying, that they're communicating the program properly and effectively. So there's a lot of that going on. But tomorrow I leave for London, my first trip to the UK.
Wow.
We have a big event over there for our UK coaches on Sunday. Nice. And my brother and my sister are coming with me. So we're doing a little sibling trip as well. So I'll be doing that for the next week. which will be interesting because I'm going to go through 80 Day Obsession again with everybody. Wow. So the first week I'll be doing it in a foreign country where I'm like, I don't know what my weights are. I don't know what my food is going to be. But I actually think that's the beauty, right? Because again, those are excuses that I get hit with a lot. Right. Like, oh, I'm traveling. I can't do it. Mm-hmm. So my goal is to show people on my social media that you can do it when you're traveling. And as for what's next, I mean, in terms of Beachbody, I don't know yet. You know, we're just trying to get this one out. I don't even know if I'm supposed to announce this or not, but you guys will be the first to hear it. My brother and I are opening a restaurant in Woodland Hills.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
So we're in the beginning stages of that, and we're about to start our remodel on our space. And so that'll be a big component of the next...
Just a few vegan items, and I'll be happy.
There will be plenty. There will be lots for you.
Oh, it's awesome.
I'll bring them on for you.
Yes, please do. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This was awesome. Well, guys, thank you guys for joining us. First episode of the new year. We'll be back again next week. As always, my name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. If you go on my little bio, I'm actually running the marathon to raise money for water pumps in Africa. So you can go there, donate that. So at TK Trinidad.
You can find me at Autumn Calabrese on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or you can check out my website, autumncalabrese.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Autumn.
Thank you.
See you guys.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagrammy, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.